It's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said, Mr. Worldwide. Put it down right now with DJ Anarchy and the Tropical Takeover. Globalization. Channel 13. Dolly.
Welcome to the Tropical Takeover Show with yours truly, DJ Anarchy. And you already know this is the show where I feature all the hottest artists from all around the globe. And joining me live on today's show, I got Latin R&B pop singer and songwriter, Polios, in the building. What's good?
Gang, what's up, man? Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's truly a pleasure. It's truly a pleasure. No, you know, you are practically like family, you know. I was officially introduced to you last year by Richardine Barty. You know, when you dropped your song Really Suck, I instantly became a fan. Just to let you know, I still play the song up to this day, you know. So it's truly definitely a pleasure to actually finally meet and connect with you.
Yes, same here. Thank you so much for the support.
Anytime. So, Polia, where are you based?
Right now, I'm based in Los Angeles, California.
Were you born and raised in USA?
Actually, I was born in Mexico, but I was raised in the USA. You know, I came to the United States when I was very young, so the US is like pretty much all I remember. But at the same time, like, I had a lot of Mexico in me growing up. Like, summers, like 2 months at a time, I would be in Mexico every year. So, like, I was always, you know, back and forth.
So, Polio, give me a little story about your musical journey. How did you get started in music and everything? And at what age did you decide to actually take it seriously?
I've been singing since forever. Yeah, so I've been singing my whole life. My mom taught me how to sing and harmonize, and she taught me how to perform. And then when I was 15, like, I had started, like, to upload videos for my family. And, like, you know how we do on Facebook, like, just for our family to see, like, oh, I learned the guitar, like, you know? And, like, a bunch of people started sharing it for my school. So I noticed people my age liked it. And not just that, I met my manager right now, Christopher Bush. And, like, he showed me a lot on the business end. And he took me in and, like, helped me develop as an artist. And that actually, like, you know, pushed me forward in my dreams. I felt like even more, like, I mean, at the same time, like, you don't really, sometimes you don't know what your career is going to be. You just be doing stuff for fun. So I feel like low-key at all times, I was always doing music regardless of the career part.
You're pretty young. You're actually 22 and you're doing some major things. You know, you're making some major moves, you know, releasing some quality music, you know, dope visuals and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I speak about an artist, you know, and about their work, I personally don't like to say it because I feel like I'm going to forget, you know, some key stuff. So for all my listeners tuned in right now, could you talk about some highlights in your music career?
Well, I feel like personally, my biggest highlights are tend to be like working with people that I love. So I got to meet Carlos Santana 1 year in Las Vegas. I love that because like he was the type of person like, oh, FaceTime your mom. Cause I told him like my mom and me, like that's who introduced me to him. So like, you know, he was cool like that. I met Stevie Wonder once. And I feel like connections with people is like my biggest memories. Like, and of course, shows. I love doing shows, but my most important memories are meeting people that I'm inspired by. Like, I met Kelly Rowland once, Miguel. Like, a couple artists I never thought I would even be in the same room. When I meet them, I'm like, damn, like, you can share that space with people you've been listening to on the radio growing up your whole life.
Do you have any role models, anyone who inspired you in the music industry that you met or want to meet?
Well, in music, I'm always saying, like, I'm first inspired by my mom. Like, even though, like, I wouldn't say, like, singing is necessarily a career, it's a hobby for her. And she always was in a group, in a band, in a salsa band, a trio. She was always doing something in music, dance choreography, if it wasn't that. Like, she always had something going on, regardless, always had her hand in music. And not just that, I feel like my family, like, my roots in music inspire me. Like my grandpa, I never met him, but like the stories keep it alive for me. Like I didn't have to meet him. Like this man's journey like spoke for me. Like he was also an artist. He traveled Mexico and he was big. He crossed over to Texas. Not a lot of artists back then were doing that. Like, and he taught himself like 30 instruments. And like, so things like that inspire me because it's real, you know, like stuff that happens to other people, that's real too. But for me, what was real growing up, those were my real role models, you know?
In addition to being an artist, I also saw that you're actually a songwriter too, right? So how long have you been writing like music professionally? And who have you written for? Have you written for any any big names in the industry?
Well, I've been writing since I started singing, like, artist-wise. Like, at 15, I started writing immediately because, like, just for me and my manager at the moment when we met, like, it just seemed like that was, like, the bare minimum was, like, if you're going to sing, like, write it, too. So it was always normal. So I didn't even just realize we could just, like, make a whole different avenue off of that. So Chris helped me with that. He helped me make connections and helped me work with artists for the first time. I've worked with some artists in Japan. I've been able to work with artists in Colombia, like Jonah Camacho, artists in New York, like David Corey. I also have syncs on TV shows like Insecure on HBO. I also, I wrote for an artist called Ozzy out of New York, Baby Goth, one of my favorite artists. She's my really good friend.
I heard you mentioned the TV sync about Insecure. Let's talk a little bit about that. How did that come about and how did that happen?
You know, through connections and working in the industry, people put you in rooms, in situations for, you know, to make that connection with you. So that's what that was. We were just meeting, you know, we were meeting people at the company. So they decided to bring us into the camp they were having, like, I think it was like the next day or the next week. So it's kind of like, yo, just go meet some people. You know, it wasn't even about like, oh, go get that placement. Like for me, it was more like, let me go meet these people and put my name in there. Like, of course I'm shooting for the stars. So I didn't want the placement, but it was more about like, for me, connections. So coming in with like less pressure, I feel like maybe Loki helped me. And, you know, they came in, they told us about the episode specifically about how it's going to be about Thanksgiving, but they're going to go to a Mexican restaurant. So like, you know, I was like, I looked around the room, like I kind of knew everybody there because everybody in songwriting world knows each other. So I'm like, nobody here speaks Spanish. So I'm like, I had to only focus on that one episode. And that's my biggest chance. So I did that. And like, they're like, yeah, let's do yours. I'm like, bet. And actually, I'm not a rapper. And they picked a rap song that I did. And I was like, whoa, are you sure? I was like, you meant to pick the other song that I made? Because I made two songs that day. One that was reggaeton pop and one that was rap. So yeah, they picked the rap song. They put it on the show. It was all like fast, easy. I was like, damn, okay. So now I'm on Insecure. And I just watch it sometimes now. And I'm like, damn, I love this show. Because I used to watch it before the sync. So I'm like, hell yeah, I'm on the show.
What's the meaning? What's the vibe behind Piénsalo?
So the actual meaning is no se piénsalo means like, I don't know, think about it, literally. But we have like a meme or a saying, like, it's not really funny, but like there's a lot of funny memes with it. It's like, this could be me and you, I don't know, think about it. But so for the most part, you'll see people like holding hands, like, or doing something you want to do with somebody, like laid up cuddling, watching a movie. But there's also those memes where like you're sharing a cup of instant noodles with somebody and you're like, this could be us. I don't know, think about it. Like, you know? And to me, I saw that original meme with the cup of noodles and I'm like, low-key, this gives me like vibes when people talk about like, you know, you gotta meet somebody where they're at the moment. Maybe they're not gonna be their richest or their best, but you know, you gotta be able to see like growth in somebody. Anyway, me, I'm gonna always make something deep. So I made it deep and then I made a song about it. And then I was like, you know, cause me and my friends in Spanish say this meme, say this saying. So I was like, let me just put it in a song and wrap it up, call it a day. So I did, and that was actually a while ago now, and I still love the record, so I decided to re-release it, actually, and push it even bigger and have a new master and put a video behind it. And you know that video had to be fly, so we put it on some Mars stuff. You know what I'm saying? My guy Juan went crazy on the video. Go watch it if you haven't already.
I saw the music video. And I was instantly blown away because to me, it definitely looked like some Hollywood stuff, you know, like some movie type stuff. You know, I mean, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And then, you know, I'm from Houston, you know, and we have NASA and all the space stuff over here. So when I saw, you know, the space suit and everything, I was like, okay.
Yeah, they've never seen a space Mexican.
Hey.
Yo.
Polios, what can we expect from you in the near future?
Bangers. I can't even say the genre. Just bangers. Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. Don't ever limit yourself. Don't put yourself in a box. So any artist listening right now, you'll hear that. Don't limit yourself. Don't put yourself in a box. As Polios say, bangers. What we're going to do right now is I'm going to officially have you introduce it and premiere it to all my listeners right now, live on Pitbull's Globalization, Sirius XM Channel 13 on the Tropical Takeover Show with yours truly, DJ Anarchy. Polios, do your thing.
What's up, guys? It's Polios, and you're rocking with DJ Anarchy, and this is my new single, Piénsalo. Let's go.
DJ Anarchy.
DJ Anarchy.